It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. You know, you can feel it. The fall crisp is in the air. But really, for me, I was just telling Aaron, summertime fishing is one thing. Fishing in the fall is another completely great time as well. We're going to talk about a fishing report. And plus, we've got a youth pheasant hunt that's coming up. We'll talk about that as well. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Well, you know what? How are things going at the DWR? I mean, you know, hunts are starting to ramp up a little bit. We've already had some, I believe we've already had archery start and those kinds of things. But how are things going as a whole as far as that is concerned?
Oh, this is the exciting time of year for all of us. If we're not out working, which we're very busy right now, like you said, with the hunts and also with fishing and other different activities, then we as employees like to take some time off and get out and enjoy the outdoors as well. Fall is just, it's the perfect time of year.
It really is, and that leads me into kind of what we were talking about before we came on the air. You know, everybody likes to get out in the summertime and get to the higher elevations and go fishing, but to me, fall is one of my favorite times to go fishing. It's just, there's just an extra quiet, I guess, maybe in the air, and it's a little cooler, and man, you can get out and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And right now, we at the DWR are getting ready to do some of our gill netting surveys in some of the water bodies nearby, like Schofield and Joe's. And yeah, it's a good time for us to get out there as well and kind of get a species survey done of what we've got in the waters and how the fish are doing.
And you were also talking about you've had actually some pretty good reports come in as far as a fishing report goes. So kind of take us around the area and tell us what's doing good. And I know you wanted to speak to Bolger Reservoir as well.
Yeah, Schofield's always doing well, but specifically at this time of year, things seem to be doing great. The water is low, lower than we'd like, but the fishing seems to be doing pretty good. People are giving us great reports, but if you go up over the Energy Loop, some of those other water bodies are also fun to fish right now. The Kokanee Salmon Run is on at Electric Lake, so you can get over there and you can watch those salmon coming on in. And also, I've gotten some great reports up Huntington Canyon along the river. There's some blue ribbon fly fishing opportunities right up along that Huntington Creek, and we encourage you to get out if you've never been fly fishing to have a go at it.
And really, Huntington Creek is—I don't know. It's not talked about. I mean, people in the know. Does that make sense? But Huntington Creek, I think, is really an overlooked and underfished body of water. Am I right or am I wrong there?
No, you're absolutely right. It was very popular for locals, at least, up until the early 2000s, and then we had the Feely Fire in 2011, I think. But the habitat has really come back. We're starting to see some great brown trout, specifically higher up in the creek. And, man, it's my favorite place to go fishing. It's beautiful. You're up in the pines and up in the Quakies. It's just a nice place to be.
Yeah, it really is. So now let's kind of shift gears from the water to the field, and let's talk about this youth pheasant hunt that you'll have coming up. And you're saying it's the end of October, but you're asking people to register and get that taken care of right now, right?
Yeah, we will have this youth pheasant hunt posted hopefully by next week sometime. You can register for it on Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, or you can just call our office in Price if you have more questions about the event. But this is really a beginner's hunt that we cater to the youth. We provide dogs. You just have to come with a parent or guardian, have your own firearm, and, of course, have passed your hunter's education. But we go out in the morning. This will be on October 29th. And we're going to be at Desert Lake in Emory County, and we'll go shoot some pheasants. So it'll be a great time.
So kind of get that, write it on a calendar, keep that in the back of your mind. And then, as you said, yes, Eventbrite, and it's B-R-I-T-E, and you'll have that up within the next couple of weeks. People can go in and register. Do you kind of cap it, or are you just trying to get a head count?
We will cap it, but, I mean, if you can always give us a call. People often drop out, and we can have some wiggle room, too, so feel free to call.
All right. Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, thank you so much for taking the time out. And you know what? Get outside, go have some fun, right? That's what this year, this time of year is all about.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. You take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.